on item number six, consider agenda items and date for the next Water Policy Committee public meeting if needed.
Let me, can I ask a quick question? Tony, what's our timeline on having to kind of finish in any of the edits and all that would be needed on this statement?
I would say that over the next, got me.
Thank you. Here we go. I would say that if this committee could work over June, July, and probably June and July, early August, have something out and ready for the planning group in the August timeframe, that way the planning group could have an opportunity to hear it, opine on it, offer any comments. We would probably present in the last quarter this Chapter 8 material, with the idea being that the planning group would still have opportunity for comments up to and including through the submittal of the IPP. In the big picture, we're trying to get the IPP done by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. That way we've got time in January to shop through the sub-regional meetings, yeah, and with the regional planning group for adoption before the March 4th submittal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no matter how well, and I mean, it's this committee, whatever we come up with, I mean, there's a lot of material and stuff covered in some of this. And so I'm guessing it'll get some pretty interested to possibly discussion with a bigger group, maybe not, depending on. It seems like we need to, in the next 2 months, kind of come up with a policy recommendation, subcommittee recommendation.
Okay.
I, Charles, I see probably at least two more meetings for y'all.
At least.
Maybe three, but at least two.
At least two.
I think it's needed because, like I say, there's going to be a lot of things floating around in the atmosphere, and until one of them really falls out, I think that's what we need to do.
Kenny, you volunteered. We've got several people who've kind of volunteered to do some drafts and language and all that. It certainly doesn't make sense to just schedule another meeting until we've had time for that input, right, to go to Tony and Tony to rewrite that. Is what's the timing for folks like yourself to get comics back to Tony?
Is 2 weeks manageable for everybody?
It sounds good to me.
Pam and I will try, and again, I've been presenting and taking notes at the same time, so I'll coordinate with Pam on who volunteered for which pieces. We'll go through our list and kind of flag, you know, which ones didn't have much comment, which ones have various volunteers, and organize that. Then I think I'll reach out to Charles with that list, and then Charles can share it with the volunteers and the rest of the committee if you so choose.
Shoot it out there.
Right. And then we'll work from 2 weeks off that.
I'm seeing entirely too many emails from you, Pam. I'm sorry, I can't keep them straight. We did just float out some dates for like late July for a big meeting.
That's for the full group meeting.
And were those like 10 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay, so could we potentially just piggyback this one on to that one, since we...
That's a good idea.
Whether it's before, if we want to handcuff ourselves and make sure that we have to finish by 10 o'clock to turn it over, or basically just tag on to the back end. Maybe a nice, easy, convenient.
I don't think you'll have it ready at turnover.
No, for our meeting to be done by the time we have to let Mr. Wilson take his appropriate feedback
up to be over. Yeah. Okay. Yes. See, that gives you a cutoff.
Exactly.
Yeah. If once we get the feedback on when that meeting is going to be scheduled, that makes sense from us logistics for everybody.
Because that should
work out.
As it should be like another week or two after the 2-week deadline you kind of got in for cramming everything into one fluid document that we can review.
That'll work. And when we cram, what we will do is track changes like you've seen with the other draft chapters. That way you can see what's been modified or added.
Anything else?